A quiz about shapes.
So listen carefully now. Our topic is shapes. Listen carefully so that you can do the quiz. Ready? Then let's go. First, we'll talk about triangles. A triangle has three sides. There are many different types of triangles, but we'll just concentrate on two of them. The equilateral triangle and the right-angled triangle. The equilateral triangle has three equal sides and three equal angles of 60 degrees. The right-angled triangle has one angle that is a right angle. That means the angle has 90 degrees. Something that is important about triangles is that all three angles add up to 180 degrees. Now we'll continue with four-sided shapes. If we put two triangles together, we can get a shape that looks like a kite. You know, the thing kids like to fly when it's windy. We call it the diamond shape. Another four-sided shape is the square, which has four equal sides and four right angles in its four corners. Then there is the rectangle, which instead of four equal sides, has two pairs of equal sides. That means the opposite sides have the same length. The angles in the four corners are again right angles. If you shift the upper side of a rectangle to the right, you get a parallelogram. You could also say a parallelogram is a kind of squashed rectangle. Again, it has two pairs of equal sides, with the opposite sides being parallel. There are no right angles, but the opposite angles are equal. When you use your compass, you can draw a circle. You can also draw a circle by using the bottom or top of a glass, but be careful. Make sure it's empty. A circle has no beginning and no end, no corners and no sides, but it has a central point or center. The diameter shows how wide the circle is. When you draw a circle with a compass, then you have to use the radius. The radius is half the diameter. When you draw a smaller circle within your first circle by using the same center, then you can color the area between the two circles and get a ring. You know, the Olympics have a logo showing five rings in different colors.